in his mind, what was required for a person to be a Jew? From at Peter's time right there with like Samaritans there, if you'd have asked him, what's required to be a Jew, what would he have said? What was the requirement?
Circumcision, of course, obviously. But then obedience to Moses' law.
How about water baptism?
And David's.
And how about water baptism?
Well, not to be a Jew, but to be, if you were going to believe, you had baptized.
What was Peter separating Jew from something else at that point?
Yeah. Peter would have seen that there were Jews who did not believe in Jesus.
Right. So had the Samaritans done all that they had been circumcised, right? They had been circumcised.
Oh, yeah.
Did they adhere to the laws of Moses that we know of, or we don't
That's what I talked about a while ago.
I know. I just didn't know what Peter would have thought.
There's no answer. That's part of chapter 8. You're sitting there scratching your head.
Like a volcano getting ready to go.
Yeah, it's like the ground's starting to break up here. What? Something's about to erupt.
Since you've kind of rearranged a lot of thoughts about the book of Acts the last few weeks, even that persecution at the beginning of that chapter, it's like Jesus used that to kind of drop a bomb and start to break that thing up.
Yeah.
They didn't have to worry about the distribution to the saints after that.
No. God scattered them, drove them out of the city, because he was trying to break something up here.
Get ready.
That was a big eruption.
He's ripping up some ground.
Yes. Yes.
I've never seen that before like that.
The persecution was very much needed
to
get them out of Jerusalem, out of Judea.
Away from the temple.
Yes. Away from the temple.
You know, there's a scripture that says that the old covenant was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it seemed like in the matter of the Samaritans, that was like the first signs of the beginning to die.
Yeah.
Even though the apostles didn't know what was going on.
But was it a sign that it was that the law was beginning to die if they agreed to submit to it? And if they didn't agree to submit to it, why'd Peter go to them?
I know, but they still bypassed the law of Moses. I mean, they were circumcised, but... You know, they didn't seem compelled to go to Jerusalem.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what they agreed to. We don't know if they agreed to anything.
Why
did Peter go when Jesus told him not to? If they didn't agree to...
Well, he did tell them they were going to be witnesses in Samaria.
Yeah, that's right. Witnesses of what?
Somehow
of what they knew, of what they knew was right. And what they knew was right was Moses and Jesus.
They were getting to the end of their piece of string, really.
Yes.
They were being stretched.
All the grass was getting eaten up.
I can imagine they'd sit around at night going,
Something, it's like,
what's
going
happening?
On?
They may well have asked your question, what? Well, felt okay.
Yeah.
They were key witnesses.
Yeah,
they witnessed Peter turn the key, and key witnesses saw that.
You think anybody ever asked Philip, what'd you baptize him for? Well, he believed you. He kept hanging out
with
him.
What prevents me? He didn't have an answer to that question.
Yeah. He believed Jesus.
Can't see any problem.
Chapter 8 is a knockout.
I've never read chapter 8 like that in my life.
God's just messing everything up.
Oh, you're giving some clues away last week or two about it.
So we'll see God really complicate things in chapter 10. You think about it. When he gives somebody the Holy Ghost without being circumcised and without being baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sin, there was no doctrine on the earth to explain what God was doing. Chapter 8, multiply that by 100. God needed another man to explain what he was doing. Paul did not understand it when he started. He wasn't there to understand. It wasn't like revealed all this and nobody knew about it. God hadn't revealed a thing about Paul's gospel for the Gentiles. Nothing. It didn't exist on earth. Only Peter's gospel existed. That was the way of salvation.